You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores, and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
How did last episode start? We went person by person, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm letting you take it.
I'm trying to get the conversation going. What was Craig doing?
Craig was sitting at a bar by himself.
But who was he trying to talk to?
No one.
Okay, all right. All right.
Okay. And what was Gentle doing?
They had stolen some papers from a researcher at the library, and we're editing them for them.
Zipper was trying to spy on the Mages Academy and got caught.
And accepted!
That's an exciting development.
It was very exciting. I was not expecting that.
Oh, Demo was watching a band play and wishing that he could be like a lute player, like a famous bass player or something. And I crit.
First nat 20 of the campaign.
So he knows that song on bass.
Was it Green Day? It was Green Day, wasn't
someone
it?
Someone said Emerald Day or Emerald Evening.
Oh, yeah. Emerald Evening.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. And then we wound up at the barracks.
Yeah, you're all reported to your position on the Long Walk, which is, again, that long stretch of the wall that protects Torin for an evening of work.
We hung out with the amazing Lyric,
yes.
Yeah, but before him, it was that...
personal least favorite, Scar Guy.
With the sky.
Yeah. Cal Vilmer.
You know, Scar Guy.
Wait, what did I say it again?
Cal Vilmer.
I'm never going to say it.
Cal Vilmer?
So we met him...
What is
Val
that?
Val Kilmer.
Yes, that is.
But different.
That's oh my God.
Did you just get it?
I just did right now.
Yeah, I did.
I've never...
Nice man.
I want to go back to a simpler time when I didn't get it.
I've genuinely, tuned out every time you've said his name because in my head he's Scarface. So I didn't get that was a joke yet. Is there a movie where Val Kilmer has a scar on his face?
No, but he is in Top Gun and he is a jerk.
Nice.
Unfun fact, I've never seen Top Gun.
Well, he plays Iceman in Top Gun. That's who that character is modeled off of.
Gotcha. I don't get it.
That's okay. Yeah, you still get it.
And then the fire was lit.
I only know him as the one true Batman. That's
the only Batman. The Batman with the nipples.
That's how you guys know Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah. What is his name?
Babyface.
Mad Mortigan. What is it in Willow?
Mad Mortigan.
Mad
Mortigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy from Real Genius.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he in Gattaca?
No.
Or is that Ethan Hawke?
That's Ethan
Hawke. They're the same person, though.
No, they're not.
They're kind of the same.
No. Ethan Hawke is Val Kilmer's kid.
What?
One is aging really well. The other one is not.
Yeah, Val Kilmer looks great.
Sorry, Ethan Hawke. Anyways.
And then the fires were lit.
Oh, yeah. And we went outside.
You went outside.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and you ran up. And that is where you met
Naked Dude.
Well, yeah, Naked Dude. Sure.
Oh, or did I skip something?
Yeah, well, just one of the guards in the Watchtower.
And they were a tabaxi, and I got excited.
Mm-hmm. But then, yes, you met, what was his name?
Well, there was a Hark. whirling dervish type thing.
Yep.
Like who a was Hark?
Who turned out to be a fast-running dude.
Pigpen from Charlie Brown. Go faster.
Is a federal offense if we're stealing someone's mail.
Is it in this world?
Oh my God. I need to
You might need to switch die. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta fight.
He goes, you are not Hera.
I would be.
But I have a delivery to make for Gabriel. It's of the utmost importance.
Wait, I thought you said you were delivering it to Hera. Are you delivering it to Hera or Gabriel?
No, I'm delivering it to Hera from Gabriel.
We see a return address.
How are you trying to get that information out of him?
I don't think he's being intimidating. I think he's just kind of asking out of curiosity. So like a persuasion more. Natural 20.
Oh, okay. Ask it again.
Can we see a return address on that?
Mm-hmm. And he holds out the package and shows it to you. And it says on the top of it, Gabriel
Ventini, and it has a street and a street number in Tarmin, the kingdom that's far to the south.
Oh, so you've come quite a ways.
I have. This is a special delivery, one that no one should know about, besides Gabriel and Hera. That's why they hired me. Hark.
I don't want to use a pun, but you kicked up quite a big of a mess coming in. You weren't very sneaky.
Yeah, how were you planning on getting in?
Running fast.
Running through the wall or up the wall?
I would have climbed it. I mean, Noits get in all the time. Why can't I?
Well, that's a short at our job.
Yeah. Mark, what happened to your clothing? Did you have any?
I don't wear it when I run.
Oh.
Gets in the way.
Less friction.
Yeah, I've had a killer rash.
I understand that.
Do you? Do you run fast?
It kind of, you know.
Yeah. How do you run so fast?
Yeah, how do you run so fast? And like Zipper waddles up and like is staring. She doesn't have her mask on. She's just a...
He smiles. I guess you could say it's a gift.
While it's... I had a thing while they were asking questions. I want to just try to sleight of hand the package away from him.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oof, you're going to have disadvantage at this.
I'm aware. I'm also doing badly. But...
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Nope.
10.
As he gets up to move faster, I want to cast command to get him to halt and stop. Wisdom save, 15.
He rolled an 18. He's like, ha, ha, ha! I'm not the best delivery man in the business. For nothing.
I rolled 10 for my sleight of hand, so I feel like Gentle just like swats at it.
And he moves it to the side. He looks at you.
Yo, stop!
No!
What? That almost always works, guys!
Wait. Hark, have you done deliveries to Turin before?
Oh, many times.
What is the protocol that you usually go through?
I climb the wall.
What?
If you give it to me, I'll give it to them. I'm really good at finding stuff.
Pauses for a second. Roll persuasion.
That is 11.
Are you not just going to let me climb the wall?
I've done it before.
I'll do it again.
How about this? How about I escort you? You could do it, but then I'll just... go with you on your way just to make sure nothing bad happens to you. I'm a very good bodyguard.
We're all guards, actually.
I'm a guard right now. I hope to be a musician someday.
Oh.
You do? You never called us.
You have dreams? You never shared your dreams?
Because you guys always act like this whenever I mention
things. But that's so nice.
You want to know more about my...
You have aspirations.
You guys always
want to.
You are usually so cranky. It's nice to hear you want things. I'm not that cranky, though.
He says
in that cranky voice.
I mean, that's because you're telling me that
you're a little cold.
I'm a little standoffish. Maybe.
You're hot and you're cold and you're yes and you're no and you're in and you're out and you're up and you're down.
Do you ever feel, you know, like a plastic bag, you know, floating through the wind,
you know,
just wanting to start again?
Are you a renegade of funk?
Perhaps we should focus before this heart goes off like a firework.
Yeah,
I get it.
I laughed at it, but he seems interested in your deal.
Okay.
Yeah, if it gets me through the wall, can we make this delivery right now?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak on how you did it last time, but you're not supposed to just go. Like,
if it's possible, regulations have changed since the last time you did it.
There's a lot of paperwork.
And also, you gotta wear pants or something to cover that up.
Cover what up?
You're flipping and flopping down there.
Oh, you are looking?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Are you interested?
You know what? You need to stop. You're being very childish, right, Lyric?
Yeah, you're being very childish.
I just want them to be happy. If he's interested in someone, they want to help.
And the man says to you, I do move very fast.
Yeah, I know. I get
in
that.
In all very... regards of the word. Both Whoa. In relationships.
Okay, stop.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
I don't got time to wait. If you're interested, let me know.
I haven't read the paperwork because I can't read, but I don't think that
Wait, you can't
you're
read?
Supposed to... No, I can't. Is that going to be an issue?
Damn.
Gentle's like over his shoulder, just like...
Squeeze takes one step back.
Yeah, all of us are just like... We're just like, no.
All right. We'll happily take you through, but we have to talk to our supervisors. We're not the heads of this whole city.
Oh, are we all going?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that guy. What's your name, guy?
We have to ask somebody if they can cover us or we can leave Lyric here. He's capable.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I don't trust him to take the whole thing
like,
on
trembling,
by himself.
Holding on to his sword.
We could probably just send Zipper and Squeeze. And we can watch the wall.
Yeah.
The dynamic duo. The detectives on the case.
going down the street.
It's not really a case, though.
I think the loneliness
right
kill
here.
Each other. Oh, yeah.
No.
They
I think it was good.
Kind of just solved yeah. it. It's already solved. It's not a case.
I mean, who knows?
Yes, Squeege will protect you, and they like wink at Hark, like not subtly.
What's wrong with your eye?
Winks back.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I winked
here?
Very quickly multiple times.
Gentle's delighted.
I feel like if this happened to anyone else, it would be very offensive.
How so?
I mean, because your noodle's out. You're not even running right now.
Your noodle is out.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're getting here. You obviously don't come from a civilization that is okay with.
Can I speak to the
His noodle is out.
You obviously know that.
I don't
you're
mean
naked.
Anything sexual by it.
Yeah, but you're obviously naked, and you know that most people are not naked.
Well, most people don't stop to talk to me, or yeah. I don't stop to talk to them.
Okay, but yeah, we're talking right now, so you know something's up, right?
Wait.
Well. You know.
Anyway, let's go.
Okay. You don't have to hold my hand. Don't hold my hand.
Does anybody give him pants?
I don't. I only have the one pair of pants.
I'll give him my cloak. I'll give him my cloak.
Okay.
Oh, see. What a gentleman yeah. you are. See?
It's just nice. It doesn't have to be gentlemanish.
I look over. It is, though. I look over at Gentle and I say to them, isn't that sweet when they grow up? Nest.
I just want them to be happy, you know?
He's going to be happy. And he's going to become a famous musician someday. And we're going to go to all of his shows.
Yes.
And we're going to cheer from the crowd. If you could afford the tickets.
You would give us cults. You would give us cults.
He says it under his breath as he's walking away.
Punk kid.
He would like have our names on a list of like, do not let him.
What are we doing?
We're splitting the party, it sounds like.
Sounds
splitting the
like
party.
It.
First adventure, split the party. Yeah. Always the right move.
Mm-hmm.
Never ends badly for anyone, yeah, ever. Nope. Love it. Okay, so we follow Squeege and Zipper and Hark into the kingdom. He is leading the way as if he knows where he's going. And he just says, follow me. And you find yourself in a relatively... a middle class part of the kingdom. There's not a lot going on in the area in terms of nightlife or anything special. It's very residential. And he walks up to a house. And in this house, you see that lights are lit in the windows. The door is closed. And he goes, this is the address.
So what exactly do you do? Do you just leave it here? You knock?
Do you throw rocks at the wall and it's like a romantic love story where you find that person inside and you've been exchanging letters for like your whole lives?
Well, not for me, but I believe there's a little bit of romance for Gabriel.
And Zipper whips around and grabs his shirt because she's so excited.
These aren't the type of stories I'm into. So wait, this person's in love with this other person?
I believe so. That's why they wanted to keep it on the DL.
Oh, wow.
So do you have your own delivery service, like your own company, or is it just Hark?
It's just me.
They just know Hark.
They just know me.
Do you deliver other packages?
Anything you need. I will run from kingdom to kingdom, completely undetected.
So we could hire you for package delivery?
You sure could.
This is like the start of a porn.
No!
Package delivery.
He goes up to the door. He sets the package down and he goes, well, thank you for escorting me. He knocks and then you see he runs off.
He's not playing fair. We are not catching that guy.
I kind of want to see what's inside the package.
I mean, do you want to?
And Zipper looks around.
Do you want to grab it?
He's already like a half block away with the package. Squeege has already walked a half a block.
You took the package and walked away?
Yeah, and I'm opening it up.
Yeah.
I take out like a small little knife that I have in my pocket and start opening up the package. Also, I picked up my cloak that he definitely dropped on the ground when he started running.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was just hanging off his head. He didn't even tie it.
He just had the hat part on.
Just had the hat part on. Just like left.
Yeah, Zipper is running after you.
So you open the package. I mean, it's pretty easy to open. And within it, you see a small note and a ring. On the note, it says, pack all of your riches in a sack and travel to be with me in an instant.
We have to get this package back.
Wait, why?
Because this is like a wedding situation.
Really? Because I read it like it's a warning of something bad about to happen.
Really? I've read it like, oh, man, please be with me, but I love you.
I read it like, something bad's about to go down. You better move your ass quick. Here's a ring to hawk for some food or something, or some weapons. That's how I read it.
I'm going to investigate this ring to see if it has any...
I want to investigate the intentions on the note.
Yeah.
How do I roll inside on the note?
Yeah.
How do I roll inside?
Roll composure.
I mean, I guess you could like Sherlock it.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's an investigation or...
Insight
would work. Yeah, I love to do that.
And for the ring, is it...
Arcana.
10.
17.
You look at the note and you think to yourself, those hearts over the eyes make me think very real.
She wants him dead.
As you look over the ring, nothing jumps out to you but feel like in your gut.
That's magic.
It's enchanted.
I look at Squeege. Like dead in the eye.
What's going on?
I put my mask on. I grab the things and I run back.
I mean, what are we doing? Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm just running.
I'm gonna go follow. I'm gonna go follow the zipper. And you run back to the house?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You get to the house. You knock on the door. And let's cut back.
Did we stay outside of the wall or did we go back to the barrack thing?
I would probably have climbed up, and if there was no more, if the torches had been put out, then I would probably head back.
Oh. Once we get back to the stables, Gentle goes, oh, Craig, could you speak to my horse?
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to talk to it. Sure. And I will cast Speak with Animals.
What was the name of your horse?
Didn't have one.
All right. Well, let's see what this guy knows. Hello, horse with no name.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, boy. He's going to be a tough one.
Oh, all right. Does he have a name?
I'm sorry. I'm Craig. Nice to meet you.
I am Sir Richmond the Third.
Sir Richmond the Third.
Hold on. Side note. Is that a mistake?
That was a mistake.
That was the first word. That was the first word that came to your mind.
Okay. Whenever you dash that.
No, that's canon.
yeah. Richmond as a first name sounds like it's...
No, it's pretty regal.
That's a last name as well. Very regal.
Is it a last name as well? I was unfamiliar.
His name's Sir Richmond the Third.
Oh.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
I was curious about where he was before we took him in.
Oh, the most wonderful of place. Doran.
Oh.
Doran Bardenbread.
All right. Me, not me. I'm not bread. But anyway, he's from here.
Wait, you're not from Doran?
He's from Doran?
He is. Yeah, so I don't know why the rider would have been.
Ask him about this rider if he knows much about them.
Who is it? Who is the your previous owner?
Who's saving us? Saving us all.
Us as in
that's
you?
What he said, at least.
You and him? Or us as in everybody?
I see myself as just a minor piece of his sovereignty.
He's a very philosophical horse. He says that he was just part of the us and everything. So maybe the rider was saving kingdom.
Does ask him if the phrase "beasts of burden" mean anything to him?
Does "beast of burden" mean anything to you?
Just fun to do.
Just make horse sounds.
He's thinking. He's thinking hard on that.
Dungeon Rats is now 2% horse name.
It seems that way today. A lot of talking with animals.
He goes, well, that's what they all called themselves.
They. Who is they?
Oh, the rioters.
Rioters. The rioters in Torin?
Not rioters.
Oh,
I think this
riders.
Is a, riders.
Oh, I
yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, right.
Gentle, meanwhile, is just like watching this conversation and can only hear Craig's side. And just hears like horse name and is like very, looking very seriously between the two of them. Like they're contributing equally.
He says that his riders were part of a group called the Beasts of Burden.
Interesting. How long did he live with his rider? Did he have that particular rider for a long time?
Were you with your owner for a while?
Only a year or so.
Was that group from Torin?
Were they from Torin?
Of course. Born and bred.
So where were you riding from? If you were coming to Torin, where were you riding from?
The island.
We're on the island. So where on the island were you coming from?
We went to a cave.
Cave?
Yes.
Where?
And we found a beast. We lured him out.
Where was this at?
2 or 3 miles from here.
Which direction, though?
East.
He says they found a cave with a beast in it, about 2 or 3 miles east of here.
The beast that we fought?
Was it the snake beast, the same beast?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's pointless.
Question, do horses know east, west, north, south, east, west?
This one does.
Really smart horse.
His name is Sir.
Yeah.
And he's the third.
And he's a third. Yeah. He's a purebred.
From a line of Sirs.
I don't know if you know, but Richmond is a very fancy name.
I was just thinking that's a really interesting concept. Like, would a horse describe like direction, or would it say like towards the where the morning sun comes from or something like that? Might be kind of cool.
Yeah, too late.
There will be more horse talk, here, Patrick. No, don't worry.
Pat, on horse talk.
Pat, we have some horse notes. If we can just give those.
Yeah.
We got buttons in the back about to come out.
About 300 gallops.
Let me see if I am following. They lured that beast out to the city on purpose?
No, I'm assuming they went there to find the beast. And then, wait, you lured it out to follow you to the city?
I don't know.
How many riders went to the cave?
Now you're in my head. I'm like, can a horse count?
Horses?
Multiple.
Okay, so, but did the others die? Because it was just you.
And you see the horse kind of like pause.
Easy.
All my friends are dead.
Are you just thinking about this now? It's been a while.
I've been a happy horse. Until right now.
Sorry, we upset him. We should stop. He's sad because there were other ones and his horse friends died.
Well, I didn't ask you to ask about his horse friends.
It happened naturally. I didn't ask him about it.
Have you never interrogated someone before?
No, I just ask people questions.
Another horse comes up. Hey, Sir Richmond, what's going on, man?
I'm very sad.
Sounds like these guys are really like picking some old wounds.
Oh, yeah. Apparently all my friends died and they felt like reminding me.
Now that horse is mad at us too.
Gentle just like sighs and rolls their eyes up and then reaches into one of their side pockets and pulls out a piece of carrot and like offers it to Sir Richmond.
My carrot.
I'm not even hungry.
Oh, you're that sad?
All right, cut back. we cut back to Zipper and Squeege. You just knocked on the door. The door slowly creaks open. And you see standing there in a long robe, person. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe them. I think you probably need to roll some sort of investigation.
12? 5. It's too dark. Too dark to see in there.
Yeah. The silhouette from around them. It's hard to make out their face. You do see long hair in this robe, although they seem to be moving pretty clumsily. Oh, is this for me?
Yes, a special delivery. We delivered this package to you.
Wait, what's your name?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, who's this from?
We can't tell you who it's from until we know who you are.
Oh, it's like a signature confirmation situation.
But I can't tell you who I am until you tell me who this is from.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
you could be people pretending to be delivery people.
It's a beautiful token of affection, if that...
From you?
No.
Please, come in.
okay.
And they step to the side.
Dipper, do you think we should go in there or no?
Lydia's favorite stories were love stories.
Okay, but this person literally did not want to tell us what the name was.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go inside the house.
Yeah, think of the mystery.
Yeah, it's a big mystery.
Yeah, it's like unrequited friendship right now. She doesn't know how hard we want to be her friend.
Do we want to be a friend?
I think
Why
so.
Not? What? Come on.
Whoa. Well, she's listening.
We're standing right here.
Okay.
And you just started talking.
Okay, we're going in right now.
They didn't even like move the sidebar.
So we go in.
Yeah, so we're inside your foyer.
Yeah, this is a foyer.
Come in. The door slowly closes behind you. And again, this figure is awkwardly moving. You get a better look at their face and their hair looks like it's almost glued on to their head. It that can't be real.
Hey, so what do you do for self-care?
That
that doesn't help anyone.
A big smile comes across their face. I play a game. Do you like games?
Nope. Hey, Zippa.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
No, come on. Let's play Compendium.
Let's play a
Compendium
game.
The Collecting. Don't you want to play?
Compendium?
Compendium the Collecting.
I don't know what that is.
What does that mean?
It's a collectible card game.
Oh, I like card
games. I mean, I've been playing for years.
Zippa. There are context clues that you need to be paying attention to. For a person that loves stories, okay? Sometimes characters' death are foreshadowed in the beginning. And we need to be full aware of what's going on here.
You see this form start to wiggle and wobble. Suddenly, the robe that is covering them falls to the ground. And you see three gnomes standing, one on top of the other.
Yeah, we were duped! We were duped!
They break apart and one runs to the door and closes it and locks it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you better lock that door because I'm going to beat your ass.
Let's not fight. Let's play a game.
What do you mean play a game? I'm going to go lunge at one of them.
And let's take a break.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Take a break. Take a break. We are going to take a break.
Hair glued on.
Yes, you did.
Well, that's what we came up with yesterday. It's like total catfish situation.
But not like, I don't know, a wig. Uh-uh. They're literally glued on.
And then so I just see like scotch tape.
Gosh, that made me laugh. That made me laugh very hard. You know, guys, I love Dungeons and Dragons. I truly do. So this adventure will be streamed bi-weekly. But we have the Patreon adventure. Which will be here. And then I'm also going to be streaming like I did last night. So if anybody's new to the channel, building out some of these things. This whole NPC experience that, or I guess it's not even an NPC. This whole experience that Sarita and Carlos are in right now, we wrote last night. Like live wrote.
I just want to be in that room when it's like someone's like, oh, there's a delivery dude, but he's naked.
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But well, I was thinking practically.
Aerodynamic.
He'd have to be naked.
Yeah, Zipper gets it. She can't fly.
Does he, though?
I don't think he has to be naked.
I mean, he could have wore a skin-tight something.
Yeah, like swimmers?
Yeah.
I don't. Me as a DM, I don't
know. I couldn't wrap my head around his dong not flop.
His noodle.
I didn't think we talked about his dong that much.
So I don't know. Do not be crude. Let's talk about his noodle.
Yes, his noodle.
Oh, was the delivery dude a Zelda reference?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, the fast running guy.
Oh.
Nope. I forget his name, but again, I hated chasing him.
I mean, we all came up with it together. And I believe Anna, a Patreon supporter and player, started the idea for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to bring Logan to a stream one of these.
Oh, yeah, do it.
She'll be crying the whole time. It'll be great.
That'd be awesome.
We're way past her bedtime.
Yeah. I mean, that's built-in sound effects. So
just give her a big dice, like a big dice.
Oh, she would roll it. Well, she'd eat it.
I have a big dice, a big fluffy dice.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, Satine Phoenix gave it to me because she's so sweet.
Will you please put her in an NPC costume?
I'll have her play an NPC and just hold her and she'll make the noises she makes, which she thinks is talking.
Can she also have the Kristoff's costume? Can you dress her up as whatever monster we fight? I have a lot of dreams for Logan's outfits. I just want her to be in cosplay all the time.
Let's start with Zipper and Squeege. Come play with us. Come play with us. Come play with us.
But I thought you guys were like in a love situation.
We are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, Zipper.
Yes.
I don't trust these bojos. Let's get out of here.
It's a carryover.
It's a very popular phrase. Only the coolest people use it.
I'm going to see if there looks like there's any like open exit or like a weak point to get out. I'm just going to assess my environment.
Yeah, look over the room you're in.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
It's so smart.
This is my Pat voice.
14.
13.
Pretty much you both see the same thing. As you scan the room and look around, you see these walls. They're not the actual physical wall of the building. They're stacks of collectible playing cards. Just card after card after card. Edition after edition. Some you can't even use anymore.
Oh, man. These people are in it to win it.
This is just Magic the Gathering, isn't it?
It's Compendium, the Collecting.
It's okay. What? What is this?
The Collecting.
What is it called?
It's Compendium, The Collecting.
Magic the Gathering.
Patrick, we're not getting fucking paid for this shit.
Hashtag sponsor us.
Okay.
In the end, it's all Wizards of the Coast.
It's all the same. At the end of the day.
One of us.
Yeah, exactly. And you just see so many of them. And you see laid out on the table two decks of cards. Play with us. Yeah, play with us.
And we might have to play to get out, man.
Are you serious? I've never played this game before.
I've never played it either.
It's very expensive, but we can introduce you.
Expensive? Like, do we have to give you money?
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
No.
How come it's so expensive, yet it's geared at children?
It's kind of weird. We've been hooked since we were kids.
That's a little predatory, right?
Probably.
Let's just kick these guys' ass and get out of
no,
here.
No, play with us.
Okay, what do we get if we win?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you this deck.
What do we want that for?
Yeah, I don't even
play.
Then
you can play all on your own.
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to play like 3 months from now when a new deck, when a new expansion comes out.
Yeah, you'll have to buy them.
No,
this will keep you going for 3 months.
This is the most meta thing I have ever seen.
It's the gateway drug, too, that magic does.
Also, if I wanted to play with my friends online, I'd have to buy the cards all over again.
Actually, they just changed that.
Oh, is that true?
Also, one wall of the inside of this house is just completely green, and there's, like, old-fashioned lanterns on the other side, like, lighting them while they're having this talk.
So, the walls are stacks of cards, right?
Yeah.
Do they, like, glue? They're just, like, stacks on top of each other?
Stacks.
Can I... This is going to end horribly for me. Maybe... But cartoon run through them? Because it's just stacks of cards. We can just run through them.
Only if you do it in a cartoon way.
Yeah. I mean, what is my modifier?
Strength?
Failure.
I forgot I have a -2 strength.
Yeah.
So, it's 4.
You run right into a stack of cards. You fall over. You don't want those. Yeah, you don't want those. Those are old. Yeah, you can't win with
those.
Wait,
how long have you been living in this place?
Yeah.
Just a year or two.
A year or two? Who used to live here before you?
Silence.
I don't like it. It's not about love anymore.
Yes, it is. We love this game.
No, but do you love this bad? And I like point to the letter and like the ring. This person wants to marry you.
That was the plan.
Oh.
And they all smile. We just wanted another player.
Oh.
But now we got you.
Oh, no.
And Zipper, like, gets up and she's crawling. Because she, like, hit the card and was down. Mm-hmm. So she's sort of, like, crawling up.
And she's like, oh, my God. Squee just like that book.
What book?
The Rook and the Brook.
The Rook and the
Brook? Yeah. They thought it was a girl named Brooke. But it was this, like, Rook. You know what I mean? Like a fake. Like a soldier.
I'm going to roll to see if I understand what she's talking about. Nat 20! Yeah,
you read this book cover to cover.
You've never understood her more than in this moment.
Squeege, like, puts his eyes down because this is a very famous book that a lot of people have read. It's like a mass market girl with a dragon. No, it's like an Eat, Pray, Love type book. And he's embarrassed that he knows it inside and out.
I've never heard of that book before. But... if someone was a rook and they opened that book, maybe I'd have to give it a look.
And that's a famous line from... That's like the last line.
So Zipper like, no, so we're on the same page.
But him knowing that has left Zipper hashtag shook.
And we cut back to you two and Lyric, who are now back into the bear.
We're playing cards.
Are you playing Compendium?
No, just like a normal deck of cards. I think we're just passing the time with a game.
I'm trying to teach them how to play poker.
So, I have a bunch of...
You cannot tell me what you have.
I have a bunch of a face card.
Yes.
Is that good?
I mean, are they the same ones? Or are they different ones?
No, they're all the same.
Then, yes, if it is the same one, that is good. But it is not good that you told me.
All right, so I win then.
No.
Suddenly, the room illuminates with a warning light.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
You look at Lyric and you see he's very nervous. There's only three of us.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Lyric, you're very fast. Yeah, I've seen you run.
Yeah.
Go get the others.
Wait a minute. Gentle's way faster than I am.
Okay, but she's also, no offense, a much better fighter than you are.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So why don't you go get the other two? We'll go see what's going on. That sounds like a good plan.
It sounds like a good plan, except we do not know where the other two went.
All right.
I thought of this after they left. We don't know where Hera lives.
Shoot.
I could wander around and look.
Yes, could you go to the residential area and we shout
know,
a lot?
Yes, we know Gabriel and Hera. It's going to Hera.
From Gabriel, which Gabriel. I do not think helps us.
I'll shout, Gabriel!
No, Hera.
Hera!
Yeah, that do that, but go in the general direction. I'm sure you'll find him.
This is a giant kingdom. Odds are pretty low. This will work out. See you later.
Was there an address on it when we looked at the package?
Yeah,
or did
I
just have it?
No, I looked at the return address. Mm-hmm. Did I look at the whole package? I rolled a natural 20 when I was looking at the package.
Yeah, but would you remember it now?
Can I make an intelligence check?
Yes, you can.
Can you search his memory?
I think you have disadvantage.
That's fair. And my intelligence is already minus one, so. Okay, two.
You know you read it, but you do not remember it at all.
Oh, you can't read.
Oh, yeah, you can't
yeah,
read
you
anyway.
Can't read.
I know a few numbers.
I'm
teaching
you.
All right.
Yeah, you looked at it, but you didn't read it.
Well, best of luck, Lyric.
Yes, I think that's the best plan we have right now. So, right, you go try to find them. We'll see what this is all about.
On it. And he bursts through the door, and you hear him the second the door opens. Hera!
Wait till you're a little farther away. Okay,
Gabriel!
Let's go.
I'm sure he will be
Please?
Fine.
I think he'll be fine.
Never. Nothing yet. I'm sure it will work out great.
It's probably better for him to stay inside of the walls.
Yeah, if I saw that little guy die, I don't think I'd ever get over it.
It would probably be okay. Anyway, we should go.
Yes, we should. So we get on our horses.
You get on your horses and you head to the watchtower. This is another one that's only a mile or so away. So you're there very quickly on your horse. You see the tower guard point forward and say, weasels.
Oh.
So many weasels. And they just point and you see 120 feet up, 10, 15 weasels.
Just like straight up weasels.
Just weasels.
Normal weasel animals.
Are they on the ground by the bottom of the wall?
Yeah.
They don't seem enchanted or anything. They're just weasels.
Well, you could roll and see.
Sure.
For now, all you know is that they're weasels.
Yeah, you know what? Let me investigate the weasels. It's a good sentence.
Favorite movie? Meet the Weasels. My favorite actor, Weasel Snipes.
Ben Weasel.
Ben Weasel. Yeah.
I'm so mad.
From Fast and Furious. Ben Weasel.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very good.
So would that be a win Weasel if it's the best? No. Anyway, I rolled a 17.
We're trying to have a serious game.
17.
They don't look enchanted. Where there were 10, maybe 15. Now it's like 15, 20. Where are they coming from?
Do they look upset?
They just look like they're piling up.
I look at Gentle and I said, I got this one, and I'll start heading down.
Gentle goes, okay, and sits down on this edge of the wall to watch.
So you climb down.
Yeah.
How about both of you? Give me an initiative roll.
17.
13.
You climb down the ladder and into this growing pile of weasels.
When I get to the pile, are they like biting at me or are they like...
They seem to be lunging at.
I jump down onto the ground and you see as Craig pulls off his maul and you see him kind of tense up and you see the color of his blue lights slowly shift to a purple and then like a reddish hue and he is going to start swinging.
Roll the hit.
So the first one is a 25. And the second one is a 26.
Both hit.
If you didn't manage to hit one of the weasels surrounding you, I would be so sad.
So the first swing, 16 points of damage. And the second swing does 13 points of damage.
As you hit each weasel, they explode.
Oh my
God. It just like they're weasel mulch. You firmly destroy them. They're nothing more than a regular weasel.
Gentle just watches and goes,
But as you break that second swing, you realize There must be 30 weasels here, and they're all looking. They jump forward, and they start reaching into your pockets and sticking their noses under your armor. Like they're crawling underneath, trying to get close to your skin.
Gentle Gaston goes, only I reach into their pockets.
Oh, no.
I can see that's a lot. That's a lot of dice.
It is a lot of dice. How many dice is that?
He just rolled like a handful.
Yeah, they're all D4s, though. 19 damage.
I am raging, so that's halved.
9 damage.
And then they're like all over me. I'm going to kind of look down at them and I'm going to cast Speak with Animals. And I'm going to be like, what are you little boogers doing, huh?
You hear all these voices and they're almost interrupting each other because they're all trying to talk at the same time.
We're hungry. We need to bring food back. Food back to the master. Yeah, we got to get some food.
That's what weasels sound like, right?
These guys are dicks.
There's an entire forest out there you can find food. What kind of food are you looking for, little? And as I'm doing this, I'm like taking them out and throwing them and just kind of like chucking them off of me.
Yeah, and you have little weasel bites all over you as you do this.
Gentle is still sitting on the wall, casually, and like cups their hands around their mouth to go, oh, are you talking to them? What are they saying?
They're saying they're trying to bring food back to their master or something.
Who is their master?
I don't know. I'm getting bit.
Maybe you Well, you should ask them. Do weasels have a master?
I grab one that was kind of on my shoulder and I look it right in the face and I go, who's your master?
Vin Weasel.
Credits fade to black. End of season.
I'm going to chuck that one as far as I can.
The second it hits the dirt, it skips a couple of times, gets up and runs right back into the pile.
Okay. I don't think I can take all of these on by myself. I'm only taking one down. Vin Weasel is their master, I yell out.
That cannot be a real name. I refuse to believe
That's
it.
That's what they said.
Is that the title? Like a weasel title? Like Commander Vin? Vin
I don't
weasel?
Know. I'm getting bit.
All right. I am okay.
Gentle, what are you going to do?
Now you're the cranky one. And so Gentle like wraps some fabric around their hands. And grabs the outside of the ladder and just like slides down so that they're down there. And then like unwraps their hands again, like very casual, taking their time. Did the weasels originate from anything or is it just like a straight up pile of weasels?
Roll investigation.
I'm mad. It's like 9. Use this dice. I thought maybe I could give it another chance.
No.
You can't see where these weasels are coming from. Maybe it's the ground itself?
Craig.
What?
Craig, run like 3 feet to your left.
I do that. I wade through the weasels.
Do they follow him?
No, they don't. Not the pile of weasels that are there. They seem to just be like emerging from the ground and kind of growing into a big weasel pile. But underneath where you stand now, new weasels start to pop up.
Oh, are they like burrowing out from under the ground? I don't like that.
Craig, what do you do?
Craig doesn't understand what's happening, so he's just going to take two more swings and try to get... Because he has a huge hammer. He's going to try to get a couple of them in each swing as he can, just kind of beating them up.
All right, go for it.
17 and a 21.
Both hit.
9 on the first hit, 14 on the second.
And again, as you swing your maul, both of these weasels that you hit just turn into nothing more than weasel mulch.
Craig, try slamming your maul into the ground under you.
Well, that's not... They're on me.
Listen, but just try this for me, please.
Right, so you're both now standing in the mass of weasel.
Oh, I didn't move closer. Oh,
so you're still outside?
Yeah.
Okay. 23 damage in weasel bite.
12
damage in weasel bites. And they keep biting into you, again, drawing blood. But you feel them now starting to try to the ground.
Oh boy, they're trying to take me to Vin.
smash your maul into the ground. See if you can hit where they're coming from.
Too bad. Your turn is over. Gentle, what are you doing?
Oh shit.
Quick, find a mulberry bush.
Is that a thing?
It was inspired by the chat. That's the only reason I said it. I didn't mean to steal your joke, whoever said that in the chat. But I totally did.
I was like, is that a weasel thing?
Feed me more. Yeah, around the mulberry bush. The monkey chase the weasel.
And pop goes the weasel. So we need to get a monkey. Yeah, okay.
That's my understanding too.
Wait a minute. Weasels live underground, right?
Weasels are like ferrets.
Misha's right? called out. They're not moles.
I think they're burrowers.
They're burrowers.
Are
yeah,
they?
They're little like
they might not live there, but they have dens, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think, yeah.
Do they? Like ferrets. Are there wild ferrets? Is that that's a thing?
Okay, Google. Do weasels live underground?
It's not.
Abandoned burrows.
Yeah. Okay. Or nests under trees and rock piles for anyone who couldn't hear Google responding.
Yeah.
Because we did not set up a microphone for Google.
Okay, Google. Make sure your volume is really loud.
I don't know if Google can understand. Okay. I will him and haw for a bit because I clearly don't want to get in the middle of these weasels because it looks unpleasant and I don't like it.
It is.
But eventually I kind of jump into the fray and slash out with my claws at them.
Roll a hit.
11.
11 hits?
3.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just your claws. Yeah. It's enough to catch the face of one of the weasels and it drops to the ground.
And give it a really cool scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will tell its friends.
9-year-old weasel got a scar.
Now that I'm closer, can I see anything more about the ground where they're coming out from?
Yeah, they're definitely coming out of a previously established burrow.
I wish I had something to throw down there.
Let's get back to you two playing or hanging out with these three new...
Was this a suggestion?
Yeah. Everything you're playing right now is a suggestion.
Oh my God.
Man.
I am very close to running into my bedroom and finding my old Magic the Gathering.
You still have those?
Deck, yeah.
Whoa,
from like junior high.
I mean...
Don't make that face, Richmond.
This is less exciting to me than jalapeno poppers.
No one knows what that is.
Jalapeno poppers. We introduced Alex to them last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be introduced to Magic the Gathering because I can't eat it. That's how I feel about things. Fair.
Anyway, you have these three gnomes looking at you. Come play with us. You don't even have to bring money. You just have to bring yourself.
But yeah, what do we get if we win?
Yeah, what do we get if we
win? Or no, what if we get if we don't win?
Yeah,
what do we lose?
Oh, that's a good question.
The three of them look at each other. Two of them with a broad smile. The third one frowns a little bit. If you lose, you lose your soul.
Okay.
Okay.
The other two are smiling. It's not that bad.
Wait, the one that's frowning, does it look like he is frowning because he's sad or frowning because he's like more menacing?
Sad. Oh. He looks like perhaps the consequences aren't worth the risk, but he is still encouraging you to play.
Zip, I feel like we can take these guys.
I feel like that third one is weak.
No, we need to take all of them. If we take any of them, we take all of them at the same time.
I feel like the third one doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
Hey, bad. Hey, you.
Hey, are you going
to
play?
I'm talking to only the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd need to play one of my brothers.
While the Zipper's talking to the third one, I want to walk over to the other two and distract them by making them show me their cards. And what are their favorite
they
cards?
They get super excited and start flipping you through all their different arrangements. Like they have different decks that use different mana types.
Yeah, what's this one right here? What's that do?
Oh, that's Blackbeard's eye patch.
Oh, okay. 5 to cast, 2 swamps, 3 colorless. Okay, I understand what's going on here. You know, one day you're going to wake up and wish you didn't spend so much money on this.
I didn't spend money. I spent something more important.
Oh, what did you spend on that? I'm going to be flipping through cards and talking to them.
Just my soul.
You spent your soul on cards?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to spend yours. Let's play.
Well, I mean, you can't spend mine unless I actually give you my soul or what. Oh, a Black Lotus, huh? This is amazing.
Wow.
This is happening, I pulled the other one to the side, like way far off, away from his brothers. Is that? Okay.
Hey, does it seem like you want to be here? Are you trapped?
No. No, I need to save them.
I need to save my brother, too. And I kind of nudged.
He, like, looks. I don't see it.
No, it's, we shared different mobs.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's like a stepbrother situation.
Hmm. That's still family.
It's still family. And so, I need to get out of here. I don't think you like what's going on.
You can't leave unless you play or you fight.
So, here's the thing.
I don't want anybody to die.
Me Me neither, but I will kill your brothers. I will kill them, and I will wear their hats on my head.
I'd like to see you try.
I'm going to roll it in intimidation.
Okay.
15.
He looks very scared, but he's looking at his brothers, and he's looking back at you, and he says, many have fought. Tremors again. No one has beaten them.
So let us leave.
I can't. Not within my abilities. I need you to play them so they can get their souls back. The only way.
Oh, if we play them, they get their souls? But then we lose ours.
Well, I don't know you. You're not my family.
And I'm slowly backing away. And then I have not worked long enough with Squeege for him to know this. But what I'm trying to do is I want to, like, I'm going to use mimicry and make sort of like a trumpet sound. And it's sort of like the sound that we hear when we're going to battle. So my eyes kind of glaze open and I like rear my head back and I make this trumpet sound.
I'm going to roll to see if I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, hell yeah. Intelligent.
14.
I think so.
14, I know what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're giving me advantage. I got a red deck. Straight cheese. I can't lose. I can't lose with this baby. He says I got four ball lightnings. I got some incinerate, some lightning bolts.
I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, there's a Siobhan dragon inside here.
I don't know what any of that means.
I mean, they kind of sold me.
I don't understand.
I'm all about this guy right
this
now.
This is the most excited Squeege has been about anything.
There's a Wheel of Fortune in here. I think it's from Revise. It's not straight dark, but yeah. It's definitely there. Zipper.
Yeah.
Should do this. We can't lose. Here's a blue deck. Good luck.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
I like to think somewhere in the distance we can kind of hear, Hero. Gabriel.
Here's the thing. Here's why. These are little gnomes. Squeege knows he can take them if, you know, they try anything fishy. These guys are obviously obsessed with these card games.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a gambler. Squeege is a gambler. So he would take this gamble.
Is that a little gnome fact about him?
I get it.
That was so funny. I laughed on the inside. Did you leave?
You live here.
Okay, so you want to play?
Yeah, I want to play. I want to play this game.
So you sit down at the table and another one of the gnomes sits across from you. Twiddling their fingers, very excited. You look into their face and you see that, like, it's in this gnome form, but it's like does these like tremors every once in a while.
I didn't see that.
No,
like
did.
It's so excited, and you see like this bulbous thing form, and then gets sucked back in. Like, let's play.
As soon as he says that, I'm gonna look over at Zipper, and I'm gonna say, like, as I'm drawing cards from this deck, I'm gonna say, "Oh, I hope I draw my soul ring." And see if Zipper gets the hint.
I don't even get the hint.
Yeah. Serena doesn't get the hint. I'm be into
there
it.
There was literally a ring delivered
yeah.
in that
oh,
package.
Yeah, oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
I got it, but I'm not there. which okay. I just realized I probably should have gone now that we're playing cards.
So I'm rolling what to understand if I know that. Insight?
Intelligence.
Okay. 18.
Yeah, totally. You get it. That he's taught you. At least you know that he's talking about the ring that was in the package.
Can I cast Unseen Servant to find that ring?
Yeah, of course. With ease. Because everyone's now excitedly watching this game start to unfold. The cards are being dealt.
I tell you what, man. Not going to lie. I really want to play Magic right now.
I never played Magic in my life. You know that? Man,
so I haven't
fun.
Either.
No, it's so fun.
Yeah. I almost played the Pokemon game once. Is that the same?
No, it's not.
It's okay. A new Transformers TCG.
Everyone should just stop right now. Stop saying things because it's hurting my
I'm
feelings.
I'm trying to connect.
What about Go Fish? Is that similar?
No, stop. What do you want me to do? You want me
so
to
here's how we are playing a game I made up that is going to try to replicate playing Magic in a really, you know, be abstract with me.
Okay.
So we're both going to roll 3 D4s.
Okay.
Whatever that value is the amount of mana that you're going to have.
Oh, first turn?
For your first turn. Right. Okay. It's only going to be a couple of turns. Okay. That determines what dice you can choose to roll.
the higher the mana you have. So let's say you get...
Patrick, I'm not going to lie. I'm loving this.
I know. You know me, man. I'm always writing
I love it.
Game
I love
mechanics
it.
Within
I love
games.
It. I love it. I love
so
it.
If you get four fours, you could roll a d12. See what I'm saying? Okay. So the higher it is, you roll that and then we roll off to see who wins.
Okay. I think I get it.
So I got 2, 4, 3. So that's 6.
Seven, 6. 8, 9.
You
roll 9?
Yeah. So you roll a d6. I'm going to roll a d8. Okay. Whoever gets the highest wins.
6. 2.
Yeah. There you go. So lay that last monster down that won the game for you, dealt the final hit point.
You see, gentlemen, while most creatures have summoning sickness, a ball lightning is a 6-1, 3 to cast, trample, and he just like slams it right down on the table. He's just like going right over your lawn war gnomes right there, elves or whatever you want to call it. What's going on?
You see his face, it's like changing, and it can't even keep the gnome form anymore. No,
oh no.
His ears like stick out. His hair retreats back into his head, and he's got these beady eyes on his hands. Yeah. They stop being cute little gnome hands and form big claws on them, and he's like...
You nasty.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.